I have Dr. Gerard Crotty, consultant haematologist at Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore. Hello, Dr. Crotty. Can you hear me all right?
I can indeed. I'm very pleased to be on your programme.
Dr. Crotty, can you tell us what is your Blood Matters awareness campaign?
Well, this is an event to raise awareness and particularly to provide information to patients and their families who have a condition called myeloproliferative neoplasm, right, or MPN for short. And this is a blood cancer. And it's however, in many patients will have a mild form of it and they may not have severe symptoms, and it can often be managed very well for a long time. So it's important that patients have access to information. And so for this, there is a meeting tomorrow, the 14th of July, Saturday the 14th of July, from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the evening, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ashling Hotel, there just opposite Houston Station on Parkgate Street in Dublin. And this is open to patients and their family and friends, patients who have this disorder, MPN.
And I take it this isn't going to be the only event that will be going on. I'm sure there'll be others later on in the year.
Well, there may be others. I don't know yet. The charity that's involved is MPN Voice, which is a UK-based charity, and they do regular meetings in various cities around the UK. But it's actually the first time for quite a long time that they've come to Ireland.
And this is to raise awareness, not just raise awareness, I suppose, it's also to support the sufferers and families.
Yes, indeed. And so there will be haematologists from Dublin and from Belfast speaking at this meeting, and there will be a number of professionals there to give talks and discuss with the people at the meeting, and answer all the questions. And indeed, patients will have an opportunity to meet other people with the same condition and discuss the various options and the various treatments.
Maybe you'd just explain to the listeners, what are the symptoms or the impact of MPN?
Yeah, well, MPN, it's a group of disorders, so it does vary quite a lot. There are milder forms and then more severe forms. I mean, we have names for three of the most common types of the disease. So some people are actually diagnosed when they have no symptoms. They might have a blood count for some other reason, and they're found to have usually high blood counts. And this leads them to be referred to a hematologist and the diagnosis to be made. And then people may have symptoms of tiredness or excessive sweating or itchiness. Of course, these have lots of other causes as well, and it's usually the blood count abnormalities that lead it to be suspected. And then, you know, people who have the more severe forms of the disease can have other symptoms, bone pain, fever, weight loss, and maybe abdominal problems. So it is quite a variable condition. But for most patients with this disease, it's considered a chronic disease. They can live with it for many, many years, even into decades. And we would, however, usually be putting the patient on some treatment, mainly to reduce the risk of complications such as clotting.
And tell me, if I felt I there was something going wrong, I had some of these symptoms, what should I do?
Well, in the first instance, you should go to your general practitioner, and among the tests your general practitioner might do, you know, if you have those sort of symptoms. And as I say, the symptoms are not very specific. They could be due to a whole variety of things. But the GP might well do a full blood count, and if that had certain abnormalities in it that weren't explained, then that would be generally what would prompt a referral to a blood specialist. But of course, you know, tiredness and sweats and symptoms like that can be due to a whole variety of different conditions.
Well, I think with the weather we're having just at the moment, I think there's a lot of people suffering from sweats and sleeplessness.
Absolutely, indeed, yeah. And, you know, but it is a prominent symptom for some people with this disorder. And indeed, some people with MPN probably don't like the weather we've been having recently, and they're probably finding a bit of relief that perhaps it's a bit cooler today. Because, you know, itchiness and sweatiness can be symptoms that, that are made worse by warm temperatures.
Warm temperature. And tell me, you mentioned that there are a number of different treatments. What sort of treatments would you be talking about?
Yes, well, I mean, some patients who are maybe very young and are very low risk might be on no treatment. Most patients would be at least be on aspirin to reduce the risk of clots. And then anyone who's in a higher risk group, either due to their age or due to having had a clot or other risk factors, would be on one of a number of drugs that would reduce the blood counts back towards normal. So there's a couple of different tablets available, and there's an injection available. And then for patients with some of the more advanced forms of the disease, particularly there's one form called myelofibrosis, which can produce a lot of symptoms, although in other people it doesn't. But if the patient has a lot of symptoms, there's a new drug, or a relatively new drug, that can also be used for that. Then again, a tablet that can be taken.
And is there any dietary solutions or treatments?
Well, not specifically, no. No, a healthy diet, I mean, you know, the treatment is mainly aimed at reducing the risk of clots. So a healthy diet and, you know, to keep things like blood pressure and cholesterol and weight well controlled, and not to smoke cigarettes would be very important, but there would be no specific dietary treatment for the condition.
And where would someone get more detail or detailed information on NPR?
The organisation that's involved in this meeting, MPN Voice, they have a website, mpnvoice.org.uk, and that would be a very good place to get information. And in fact, anyone who's planning to attend the meeting tomorrow should email them on info@mpnvoice.org.uk. It's a completely free meeting, but they just want to know roughly how many people are coming so they can plan for that.
And I take it that there's a we'll call it a sister branch here in Ireland, is there?
There is. They are visiting Ireland, and they, in fact, you know, I don't know that there is any specific organisation in Ireland. Perhaps one might be set up among the people attending the meeting tomorrow. But at the moment, to my knowledge, there isn't a specific organisation in Ireland. But there are other organisations. The Irish Cancer Society provides information to anyone concerned about any form of cancer. And also, of course, if you're a patient, your local hospital that you're attending, as well as the doctors, there will be specialist nurses and other staff who can provide support and information to you and your family.
And roughly how many people in Ireland would suffer from NPR? I call it MPN.
It would be an uncommon disease, but very common in hematology clinics. And, you know, for many patients, the outlook is good, so they will actually be living with it for many, many years. So it's actually quite, I can't give you an exact number, but it would be, you know, there would be more than 100 diagnosed every year. And then, so there would be, you know, a few thousand people living with this disorder in Ireland at any one time, you know, and many of them living quite normal lives with their symptoms and their blood counts controlled on treatment.
And this event is being, we'll call it, sponsored by Novartis.
It is, yes. Novartis is a pharmaceutical company. They make one of the drugs that's used in, particularly in some of the more advanced forms of this disease. And they are, you know, that was the outcome of a long period of research and clinical trials, which are very important. And we want to support more development, you know, because not everyone responds perfectly to the treatment. So we do need new advances and better treatment for this disease.
And I have to take my hat off to large companies like Novartis for putting their hand in the pocket and sponsoring events like this. As it's always the more information a patient and their families get, we'll say it's the easier it is to manage it. and to understand it. Absolutely. And not be frightened.
Absolutely. I think knowledge is essential, so the patient can actually look after themselves, because, you know, the doctor only sees the patient perhaps every few months with a disease like this. The patient has to manage this disease themselves with the information that they have.
And we're going to wrap it up now, but Dr. Crotty, what advice would you give to people out there? You know, what should they do? Should people be actually getting a blood test every year just to make sure everything is okay? Or
not in general, and certainly not for young people. However, you know, I think certainly anyone with any symptoms should go to their general practitioner. And patients in the older age group, they probably will be having blood tests every year for things like cholesterol, and a full blood count can well be included with that. But we don't recommend any screening for this disorder. You know, it's not a type of condition that we can do a formal screening program for. So it would be mainly if someone has symptoms that they should go and have them addressed.
Dr. Crotty, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Dr. Gerard Crotty, consultant haematologist at the Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore. I actually thought that was very interesting, and I thought it was very interesting that there isn't a sister organisation of MPN Voice here in Ireland, and maybe that's something that should be put together, because it's been over 10 years since one of those information meetings was held, and hopefully it's not going to be another 10 years before that's held.
I think it's because it's very expensive to hold these meetings unless a pharmaceutical company comes and, you know, finances it probably.
Yes, and that was one of the things I said to Dr. Crotty, and I know it's all part of a CSR program by large companies, but I still have to turn around and say that, you know, I do think it's important, and I think it's great to see large companies. Now, I do understand these large companies are doing it
selling their drugs.
You know, they're getting something out of it as well. You know, they're getting the good publicity, and they're also then for their annual report.
And it could be a new drug out now, maybe. I don't know. You know, it is a possibility that, and they want to
let people know.
Yeah.
I know, but that's all part of what I was saying. I think it's this keeping people informed the whole time. Now, the right information, excuse me, not trying to pump out propaganda or anything like that. But when you have meetings where people can interact with the physicians, with the consultants,
yes,
and talk to them on one-to-ones or in group sessions and ask general questions.
Actually, that's the best thing, because the community can be involved and ask questions and not take the drug just, you know, as doctors prescribe it probably. It's important to know what's happening in the pharmaceutical world as well.
It is indeed, and it's also great, because one of the most problematic things, I think, with any form of medicine or in life in general, is kind of what you might call the rumour mill.
Mm.
And people, you know, if they're not being kept informed, suddenly they get an idea in their head, and one person says to another about something or other, which may be totally inaccurate, but it just grows into one big rumour, and next thing people start believing that.
Yeah, but it's good to have questions, and even rumours are very important, because people start talking about drugs, about whether they are good for you or bad for you, and there may be with lots of myths surrounding them. So it's important to have communication regarding asking the doctor, which is very important, asking the doctor for information, because that's what they are for. Usually general practitioners are really good at this, because they know you, helped, you know. They know the families, they know. I was thinking whether it's anything to do with genetics, whether families, certain families would have it, or, you know, Dr. Crotty,
that's a right slap on the wrist for me. Thank you very much for that, Laxman. That's a question I should have asked him.
No, you've asked many questions, but I suppose, you know, I was thinking that now who will get this, you know, or rather, I mean, genetics is not necessarily, you know, something that, you know, it can be changed as well. It's the way you live, and there are many things. There's a lot of information. So I think one needs to be careful in what you listen to and dissect it, mm-hmm. and ask other people, go for information more. I mean, I was beginning to think that I was having this disease as well, because I mean, I don't sweat very much. That's the only difference, really.
Yes, I know I was being a little humorous when I said it to him about the weather we were having last week and the last couple of weeks, where it was quite warm, and I think everybody has lost a couple of pounds weight.
Yeah.
Any liquids they were carrying were being washed out of the system, as they might say. But as Dr. Crotty says, it's not a particularly well-known disease. It's not one that's out there that's a huge amount of people are getting. But it's always good to talk about these things, because you never know. There might be somebody out there who has... you know, some of these symptoms.
Yeah, but
never thought what it might be, you know.
But he did say that it's rare, and it's about 100 people probably be diagnosed. Is it in a year or in thousands, or I don't know.
Yeah, so I think he was talking with somebody, it's only a couple of hundred people a year.
Yeah.
But I think the big danger, as he alluded to, in this disease, are blood clots.
Yes, yes.
They're the things that will actually kill you, where the disease has symptoms and so forth, but the thing that really affects you is the blood clotting.
But he did say that when you go for cholesterol checking, and so that they would have a general hematology test, isn't it?
Yes, but if you're an Irish male, you don't go to do a lot of these tests.
Well, as a female, I don't go either. We're not here, and especially when it's people say cancer, I think people are afraid the word.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so I think sometimes people think, well, I better not know what I have.
That is so true. Mm. That is so true. Mm. We hide our heads in the sand.
Yeah. And thinking you have it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, there's also the Google disease. You know what the Google disease is?
Yes, what? Many diseases.
Well, no, the Google disease is where somebody goes on to Google and they start researching different things.
Yes, yes.
And suddenly they start to have all these symptoms.
Exactly, yes, yes.
You know, and as... Being
sympathetic towards the Google.
Yeah. as Dr. Crotty said, that the NPR... or MPN, sorry, I keep saying NPR, MPN, has quite a varied amount of symptoms. But a lot of these symptoms can be just, you know, random things that anybody could have.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Together and that.
But, you see, it depends on, people are used to reading quick decisions, quick answers to something you have. There are no quick decisions or answers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose we are used to headlines in papers.
That's it, yeah.
So it's the way we look at things. It's the way we look at information.
Quite true. Mm. We better move on.